Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hi guys, in this video I want to share with you three the most common mistakes people make with intermittent fasting. Number one, it works so well, people change it. You know, you have people that, wow, it's working, I'm losing weight, I can pretty much eat what I want. So then they go off the program, they justify it, they have a blind spot now, they have it all explained, and next thing you know they're 10 pounds overweight and they're like, what happened? You never want to change something that is working. You want to go back to the original formula and keep it consistent. Don't change anything that's working. Only change if it's not working, okay? So that's number one. Number two, people don't use hunger as an indication of keto adaptation. So hunger is one of the best indicators if you're fully adapted. If you can't go from one meal to the next without, now some hunger is totally fine. I'm talking about severe hunger with blood sugar problems, dizziness, lightheadedness, grouchy, irritable, brain fog, craving for sweets. If you have those symptoms, you need to back off, maybe add another meal, add more fat, bone broth, that would be good for the electrolytes, add some electrolytes into the mix to try to speed up the healing of the insulin dysfunction. But hunger is one of the best indications. If you could go from one meal to the next, and you can fast and you feel good and you have energy, you might have a little hunger, but you don't have the other issues, then it's working. So that means just ride the wave and keep going, okay? Third, neglecting vegetables. A lot of people that do this, they'll do more fat and protein, but they'll neglect the salads, the quantity of salad that you need, especially if you're doing two meals a day. So you're gonna have to do two big salads or a bunch of vegetables. Why? Because first of all, that's going to clean out all the waste that's going through your liver, because you're going to be in some major fat burning. You want to keep the waste going through the liver and also the fat being cleaned up. You want the vitamins and minerals from the vegetables, or else you're going to actually start building up unwanted acids, maybe even uric acid crystals and other things. So keep the vegetables very high. But these are the top mistakes. Just don't make them. Learn from other people's mistakes and put your comments below. Hey, I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for your amazing, amazing successes that you guys are writing about. And I would love to have a complete success story from you with a before picture and an after picture as well, if you have that. And I put a link down below so you can fill it out. If you don't have a weight loss before and after, just put an image of yourself and your success. I would love to read it, and I would love to share it with others because it does give them hope that they could be helped too. Thank you so much.